Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Feed me.
Well, the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. TikTok, Instagram, the big guy Ryback 22 streaming live over there simultaneously. Swing on over to Ryback TV if you got a second. Your questions are answered on this show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions go. Fitness, supplementation, mindset, life, pro wrestling, anything and everything, Hopefully the audio, I'm back on the Yeti Nano and had reset that. So I'm hoping that the audio is crystal clear over on the stream on Ryback TV, Ryback Rules on Twitch, and someone said, yeah, your Twitch is F, yeah, double skiing. So the audio, we'll have to give it a second. See, the audio may messed up. I might have to switch back to the internal mic. Yeah, we're echo again. All right, we're going to go back to the internal microphone. All right. We should be fine on that now. How's the audio now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? But we're over on Twitch at Ryback Rules and Twitter at Ryback. I'm going to have to redo the computer one more time. Usually that fixes it. And I'm not sure what's going on. So thank you guys for the feedback on all of that. This show is available on all podcast platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. And this show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and among fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors, vegan friendly for men and women on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's RYBACKSHOW20. Over on feedmemore.com for the best supplements in the planet. On the planet, we've got a vanilla mocha iso hungry plant powered protein on order, and with the GTS is out of stock to go to sleep. I don't know if Amazon. I believe Amazon may still have it, but that order's in, and it's supposed to be completed this week because labels just got there to the manufacturer. So I'm anticipating that being in stock in about. Probably by next Monday in a week, a little over a week, 8 days from now. So if everything goes well, Monday or Tuesday, it depends on what day they get it shipped out next week. But I anticipate it getting done like, right, they've been waiting for the label. So that will be in stock shortly as well with everything on that. So what's going on, guys? Hope everyone had a good Saturday. I did my 24-hour fast. Got my shoulder, worked on a big day on the shoulder yesterday. I've discovered how to, so, and this is the shoulder, but getting my arm to go across my body, and it's from my right shoulder. I'd lost where it was really restricted going across my body or painful, where trying to where my range of motion, and that's because the tissue, and that's one thing that as I've broken up all this scar tissue, it needs to break in all these different directions. Now with a golf ball and a lacrosse ball into the certain areas of that muscle all around the scapula, when I pull my arm across my body while laying on my back on one of those balls, the tissue is now ripping that way, and I'm getting all that range of motion back, and it's actually helping. This is one of the pieces I haven't. This is like all coming in pieces, and it's helping my scapula maneuver even smoother. So and it's crazy how I've it literally figuring this all out. And I'm telling you, I've worked with some really amazing people. They're clueless on my shoulder. They're clueless. Because and I've said this, and I've learned this through working with really good people, and I just look at things from a common sense approach, is if you don't remove the scar tissue and you don't address the issue of the scar tissue, and I have, for whatever reason, it's like crystallization in the entire shoulder. Anyone I've ever talked to says they've never seen anything like this. And I'm not proud of it, or it sucks. And, but you can't do anything until you get rid of the scar tissue. And that for me is, I don't need to be doing rehab. I did rehab for years. Didn't do jack. It made it way worse. And I knew, I kept saying, something's not right. And it's because that I need the mechanics of the shoulder, and it's a complicated joint as it is. And with the scapula, there were so many things that were glued down by scar tissue that until you fix that, most people don't even attempt to do this. They just get a shoulder replacement. They go, I'm just going to get my shoulder replaced and I'm done. I just said, I got to go to the root of the problem. And it's taken years, and it's so close, and I feel so good. And so I know a lot of people here, you can't really understand, but this is a pretty cool thing. And I look forward to talking about this, on a much bigger platform with people, and the dedication and the work it takes to overcoming something that's never been done before. And I'm so proud of myself where I'm at right now with it, and getting my back 100% and with all the stem cells. And it's taken so much work. And even with my back, I learned how to do certain exercises that strengthened my core and my glutes, because those are the two things that, in the glutes, are the one thing that are neglected by so many people. That is what is the root of the back problems. And if you have super strong glutes, chances are you're going to have a super strong back. And now I feel like I have a bulletproof back, unlike any other point in my entire life and career. So now it's just now getting my shoulder bulletproof. And it's, like I said, I know it's repetitive, but this is what it takes to being consistent and repetitive with doing the things that work. And it influences a lot of decisions that I make. Why am I going to go out? And I don't go do things outside of my routine for the day. And don't get me wrong, I have my little moments and I have breaks and I do the things and right, that make sure I'm happy. But I look at it like I'm playing on a scale of I'm trying to get back. And so it's am I going to go party out on the strip and go have a time of my life? Or am I going to use that time and those hours at home to keep going to my shoulder and working on it throughout the night as I listen to audiobooks and more things and work on my business around my dogs, right? And so that's this is the stuff, sacrifice. This is I'm looking at these years right now of getting my health back has been the number one priority in building my business. But these are my sacrifice years. And I've gone through this before, but this is big time sacrifice years for ultra wealth and security and freedom and health for the rest of my life. And it's a small, even though it seems like it's a big, it's a very small piece of my life, but it's probably the most important piece of my life that I'm living right now. And, and I, like I said, this, especially with the WWE stuff, and I can't wait for it to be over. I want nothing more than for this to be over, but I'm going to stay. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm going to continue to be vocal. I'm not going to stop until I get my social media free, because I know what I am fighting for and what I am doing. And I know who I'm fighting against. And I personally love personally disrespecting him publicly, because he's too cowardly to do it. And he does everything behind the scenes. So I'm publicly embarrassing him, showing him that I have no respect for him as I win. And that's kind of what I've been doing with things. And so you understand. And it's like, you don't have to agree with me on everything, but this is my fight. And I'm telling you, I don't think there's anybody else that would be able to do what I'm doing and not only win, but thrive during this process and not let the hate and negativity overcome and win. Say, nope, blog smash. I know what I'm working towards. And you're all going to come circling back and you're going to be kissing my ass at some point or another with it. Not that I need you to, but you will, for those haters and those. Can you hear me now? We had a disconnect. All right, we're back. Yeah, we had a very odd timing disconnect on everything. But it was Vince again, strikes again. Trust me, they're connected to all my stuff, by the way. By the way, my Twitch account, you know, after they signed the deal with Twitch, my Twitch went dead almost instantly. Used to do much, much better numbers when I first created it. And then, so it is what it is. And I already know, like, I know what I'm fighting for, but we'll see what happens with the settlement and everything going forward. And, but like I was saying, I'm going to publicly disrespect him all the way, because I personally believe I'm going to win the trademark, which I know he doesn't want me to publicly win the trademark. And then they've got their settlement, and I'm not budging. And it's going to, I'm either going to win or they're going to settle and I'm going to win. And it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I don't care. Like, I don't care if I lose. I will pay whatever. And I don't care if I lose. I can still wrestle his Ryback. They can't stop anything. This is, I know who and what I'm up against. And I know he publicly does not like losing. And for all the things that he's done to me and all the fake articles and the BS and all the social media stuff and the amount of money, I'm just going to go, let's play ball. I have no fear with anything, and he's burning at his core already, and everyone's going to see with everything going on with that investigation, he's done. And I meant every word I put out the other day on Twitter, he's done. And this is his karma is coming back unlike any other human being's karma. And I don't think the worst is even close to even happening yet. So oh, they have a lot of lawyers and attorneys. They've got different firms they use too, I believe. So the brother, they don't trust me. They've got their hands full with a lot of things right now. But my thing, I can care less if they attend to my thing. They just got back the other couple weeks ago. So it's on the forefront of everything. It's not on the back burner with that, because they can't. It's coming up. That's why I proceeded with the trial. And I've got my deposition actually the end of July, where I got to go, and it's through the USPTO, and you got to record. They videotape, and I'll have to answer questions from WWE based off of my testimony for the USPTO Ryback trademark. And I can't wait. I cannot wait, because all I do is just spit facts. And but they're having that. They have to take care of this. This is because we're in the final months. So it's not like they can't just like say, oh, we can't do this. If they do, I win. So it's a beautiful thing. And this is why I'm very vocal right now. And I'm going to disrespect him every chance I get right to his face. I would love to do it to his face. And I think it's the most beautiful thing in the world. I have zero fear. And I always have had that approach since everything that happened over there with everything. Jake Truman, buddy. Good to see you again. A Ryback show regular. Happy Sunday, my friend. Justin, Man of Steel, bums still won't let me send super chats on my main channel. No replies. Enjoy your Sunday, Ryback. I'm sorry, buddy. And again, you've seen me. How crazy is this? I've never had any issues with like that team YouTube. And like none of these, like TikTok does the same thing. They won't reply to me on things when I ask legitimate questions, like in like YouTube. Like this is a legitimate thing. But have you seen how quickly they reply to other people publicly? And they help them. I follow them. And they could send me a message. You would think they would follow somebody that has a big following. Nope. And I'm telling you, it's because they're partners with WWE on everything, and they're part of the corruption with it. And that's not to say that like honest mistakes don't happen like everybody else on things. But you see, and I like to post that stuff publicly for people to see. It's just like Twitter. They've left case number 20 open. They just don't even reply back anymore. And that's why I'll post the analytics. I still can't promote a tweet. I'm completely restricted on Twitter still. They will not. That's why I like to just post like analytics and show things of things under 1% with amazing engagement. So you can see like, no, everything is based off of engagement. And if you get engagement, you'll get more impressions. And with a big following, it should be a no-brainer. There's a reason though, they're purposely restricted. So anything I even do that does decent, that stuff would have done massively well. So that's the scale of what we're working on. You know, if I put out something like the tweet on Vince on Friday that got 100 and something likes, which is horrible, but that's way better than a lot of the other stuff, right? That would have been something that would have got thousands normally, thousands. But it doesn't because the impressions are kept so low. But the reason it even gets any traction on those are because that usually dirt sheets or Reddit or the message boards pick them up, and then people will click on the post through those links. And that's what gets my numbers. It's not even for my own followers. Very small percentage on that. So, but at least it's some way to get seen a little bit still on it. But it's all, you see firsthand, the people that know on it. And I know it's why I got to just stay on it. And we live in a corrupt world, but I'm hoping Elon, I know there's some things they're still working on. I'm just kind of just trying to be as patient as possible and hope that goes through. And then the account just randomly gets fixed. And then people will truly see. I think that's going to be a real eye opener for a lot of people, that if it gets fixed and I start getting thousands of likes, you're going to be able to go back to an 8-year period and go, this guy has been restricted, like he has said, for 8 years. And then you're going to go, why? And for the people that say, well, it's because you tweet mean things at WWE. The account has been restricted for 8 years. The account was restricted before any of those. And by the way, those are breaking no rules and not violating any terms and conditions of my Twitter contract. All right. So I've got the facts. You don't. So that argument doesn't work. All right, let's jump into some questions here. I've got a big cardio day today, conditioning day and sauna day. A day, complete day off for the shoulder. Tyler Sugaru, good to see you back. One of the big Ryback Show contributors. But Tyler, I'm glad to see you've dropped the price down. Those $5 super chats add up quick when you're dropping a handful of those every day. I never want anybody, you know, regretting their contributions to the Ryback Show, big guy Starbucks and massage money. But we're off to a good start. Sup, hope you're having a great weekend. I am, buddy. It's been a very good day. We were working. I noticed there was an error on the feedmemore.com website, and I figured this out through one of my orders, is it wasn't letting me order the cotton candy finish at BCAA, which we have a whole new website being worked on right now, which has taken forever. But they're supposed to be, we go back and forth on like fixing things. So I'm hoping, because it needs to be done perfectly. But I had another thing increase the speed of the site months back, and they messed up the finish it page where it wasn't letting people order the cotton candy. But some people could, but some people couldn't. We finally got that fixed. And I noticed it on one of my orders. I ordered cotton candy BCAAs, and I already had the raspberry lemonade at home. And it came in, and it was two more raspberries. I go, I could have swore I ordered cotton candy, but on my receipt it said raspberry lemonade. I go, I must have just messed up and ordered raspberry lemonade, even though I know I ordered cotton candy. But then I just went to go do it again, and I looked at my, as I'm checking out, I go, it had raspberry, even though I'd added cotton candy. And sure enough, we had to go in there and clean up the back page of the speed team, the work they had done. They'd messed up that page. And so now everything's cool. So if you've tried to order the cotton candy BCAAs, I'm sorry, and they are available. And the even though I love the raspberry lemonade, but I like to go back and forth on them, and I like to mix them together. It's like a rainbow flavor of fun, good times. Yes, guys, I definitely intend to wrestle again. As much as some people want to say no or say like it's been forever, I agree with you. It has been forever. I'll tell you this. It's only been a few years, a little over 3.5 years from wrestling, because I did independence for a few years after, until Sophie's stuff, and I needed to stop. And that's why I stopped doing all that stuff. Outside, I've done like a few appearances. And most of the time, I say no when I get stuff, like all the time. So, as much as I would like to pop and do some of those, it's just like I've got everything going on and I'm good on money. So I kind of base everything around priorities of what's important in my life on all of that. But the goal is to wrestle again. Absolutely. I wouldn't be working this hard at the rate that I am. Just if you see like my training, I think I look pretty identical, pretty damn close to what I always did. And my conditioning, you ever notice you don't see like a lot of guys when they're out of wrestling doing hard conditioning? It's because they're not planning on wrestler or fighters or people, right? They're training kind of, they don't really look the same. You know, you got to look at me even with these massive injuries of potentially career ending. Like I've found a way to keep pushing myself, and it's like, I'll toot my horn all day long on that, because it's the hungry mindset. And there's people that are going to love it, embrace it, and go, that guy's awesome. And then there's going to be the jealous and the insecure, or this guy's full of himself. And like, cool, not for you, move along. I don't care. Like I'm proud of everything I've achieved with all of this, but I'm not killing myself. Just even though I've always trained like a maniac, but like, I wouldn't be doing the level of hard conditioning to keep myself in tip top shape. Like there's right. So the goal is yes, but legal stuff and get this shoulder where it needs to be. But the legal stuff is the number one priority with the shoulder, with everything. And then it's going to be, this is the end of it. This is the end. I would never bring back Skip Sheffield. No. Brother. Yeah. 40 isn't even, I'm not 40. I'm healthier now than I was my whole wrestling career. So, and I think I'm one of the guys that I look pretty much identical to I always have. I go back, I look at photos when I was in WWE on Little Sleep, and I go, I look better now than I did then on that. And granted, there's different photos, but, you know, I'm me. No doubt, I'm going to get older, right? But as far as physically, I don't feel that I've aged. I feel like I have gone backwards in time. And obviously, 19 stem cell procedures, I've got the real true fountain of youth with that. And but again, that don't get me wrong. I think about that. I go, I don't want to, like, I want to come back in my prime years, and like, I want for me, and just to be able to do this, and like, but like too, and don't get me wrong, there's a part like also, and it will never be the motivating main part, but like the big double middle finger to everybody with all the hate and negativity, and like change your argument to something else now, because I'm waiting for you. Huh? I can't hear you. That's going to be the ultimate. It's going to be such a great feeling. Justin Hall, thank you, buddy. Obviously, they're pulling fans in now, too, because I don't have this issue when I try on other channels. That's okay. They will fall on in the end. Yeah, brother, I don't get it, and I don't understand why they wouldn't reply back to you, right? And have you tried doing, Justin, a chat on YouTube, opening a chat, the chat support, and getting them to directly, because the chat support, they won't be able to avoid the question, and they're going to have to look into it. And if it's an issue, they're going to have to do something. Whereas like the YouTube on Twitter, those people could just choose to ignore. But if you open a chat through YouTube, I would suggest doing that. I've done that for my account, and I go, you can't tell me my account is normal. And I'll ask them, I go, can you please give me the statistics on what the average views based off your users, and they have all this information. Like, and usually what the number is 14%, that everything I've seen over the years and from online articles, that the average channel gets 14% of views to subscribers. I get nowhere near that. We're like at like 2 or 3% most of the time, 4%, maybe 5% on a decent. And I just go, that doesn't make sense, but that adds up to everything going on, right? Well, how do we stop a guy who keeps growing despite us restricting him? Oh, we limit how many of his followers actually see his content, and that's what they've done to me. Otherwise, you wouldn't grow. And that's why I tell people, how did I make way more money on all my accounts the first year I had them before they got restricted? And now what I've got 10 times the following that I did then. I don't get it. Yeah, Justin, try again. And really, what I would suggest is if the one doesn't help you, try. And I know this is, it takes time. So if you don't, I completely get it. Because I get sick of having to send messages to all the people to stay on top of my stuff. Is just see what they say on the chat, because it doesn't make any sense. And I don't understand why the YouTube support on Twitter isn't being helpful, which I've seen them not be helpful, because I've tagged your stuff with them and asked them directly on there, can you please help him with this? And nothing. And I'm just like, you guys respond to people all day long on this. And it's Tyler Shugru again says, backing it up to $5. Tyler's back, ladies and gentlemen. The never regret contributing to the Ryback show. No problem at all, big guy. Thank you, Tyler. I greatly appreciate the love and support, buddy. Let's see here. Yeah, Kingpin, man. One of my favorite movies. I appreciate the love. I've got the Kingpin. I got that for when me and Phoenix did the show. I always felt like I was the Roy Munson, and she was. That was always a little inside joke. I love that movie. Or I was Ishmael, the innocent Amish guy, the innocent Amish angel, and she is the little she-devil. How hard are WWE rings to take flat back bumps in compared to indie rings? It depends. WWE rings are the and I have never been in an AEW ring, and I would imagine their rings are the same size, right? I imagine they're the exact same. But WWE rings are beautiful. They are well constructed, and there's, but when you first learn to take bumps, and you got to learn to tuck your head, and you got to let it becomes a natural thing. But your body, it's like getting in a car wreck, man. I'll never forget. And I had two-a-days, hell week in football all growing up, where your body is completely shot and you're just sore from head to toe. Wrestling was 10 times that when you first learned to wrestle. I mean, it is, your head hurts so bad because until you learn to just tuck naturally so that your head doesn't snap up off the back of the ring. Man, I wish every fan could experience one full day of training, and majority won't even be able to go through 10 minutes. This is just a fact, you know, and they would be in by chance, any of them that did get through it, they wouldn't go back because it is so physically tough. But to feel the conditioning and cardio aspect of it and the pain aspect of it, that it would calm down so much criticism and negativity. And I wish just such a basic thing, conditioning and bumps, let them feel it. And then let's see how outspoken they are on the things that they don't truly understand. And there's nothing wrong. And by the way, there's nothing wrong. I mean, this isn't like speaking down to people that can't do it. It's talking to the people that are very hateful and negative and outspoken that don't have an understanding. There's a lot of fans that, no, I can't do that. They have a respect for it, or they don't go out of their way to talk BS and hate on everything and everyone, right? This is a very interesting comment. Remember the time when you savagely insulted, which she didn't spell insult, it just said insult, a poor guy and then throw his bag and drag him to the washroom? In the WWE, poor guy learned some manners, big guy, although it was a script. So one, I didn't drag anyone into the bathroom. He went in there willingly, even though I was directing him. And you said it in your comment, it was a script. So that was done by design, mi amigo, to be a bully. That's called really good physical acting. You're welcome. Hold on here. I'm looking. What do I think about Max Dupree, formerly Eli Drake at LA Knight? He is doing a male modeling service on SmackDown. You know, I've not seen any of that. I've heard that's his name. I've not seen any. I take that back. I saw a small clip on YouTube. But I will actually go and watch and just type his name in and see what pops up, because it's probably been a month of doing that, if not longer, right? And see the male modeling stuff that he's doing. I think that I like stuff like that as far as it fits into the grand scheme of the show. As long as he is kept a certain way, because he has a great look, right? I like him. But I like a group of male models, like a faction of male models. I like Zoolander and Hansel, and he's like what's it, Will Ferrell in that, Mr. Magadu? What's the heel Will Ferrell in that movie? He looks kind of like, Will Ospreay kind of has that look right now to me. And that's not, like, I love, like, that's not an insult. That's a compliment, because I love Will Ferrell. What was his name, the name, the character he played in Zoolander? Somebody will pop up with it. I don't know why I can't. It's not coming to me off the top of my head. But I love it. I think that has a place. And you could have a faction of heels that's different than something, you know. It's like a combination of a spirit squad, but in a different version of male models. And then, hold on. Magadu. Yeah, Mr. Magadu. Right? That's so. But Max Dupree is the more serious one and protected a little more. I think that has legs on it. Tyler, thank you, buddy. You should do an ASMR video. That is the most famous video I have on YouTube is man eating chips now. That will live on forever. That video has taken on a life of its own. People use that to prank other people, but man eating chips. People stop me just for a picture to get a picture of the chip eating guy. That is, I have officially made it. Let's see here. Looking through the questions. Guys, I've talked about why I've left WWE over and over and over. Yeah, Royal, I've also talked about my time in WWE, and everything was tied into legal stuff, and nothing actually ever was ever, even though it played out creatively, it was never anything that I had done on my end. And it was all tied into legal stuff, and which is why it's still going on. And it was never going to end, and which is why I left. Workout advice for chest. You should check out my Feed Me More Maximum Size and Strength program over on feedmemore.com. We've got multiple chest routines on there and a lot of information on what I believe to be the best way to build maximum size and strength. In when you're training chest, you know, I think you can, it's training the muscle hard and thoroughly one time a week with a combination of exercises. And I'm a big believer in combining machines and free weights. I'm a big believer in sometimes just doing machines and sometimes just doing free weights. I'm a big believer though in the intensity that you bring, no matter what the exercise, in the mindset that you are going to build maximum muscle with what you're doing, and how you feel going into a workout, and believing that what you're doing is working is plays a big role as well in all of that. But a lot of everything I've learned and from seeing, especially when you take out the equation of performance enhancing drugs, is building a maximum muscle. It could be done. I love the 10 to 12 rep range, but to build maximum drug-free muscle, I think 4 to 6 reps is the ideal, because muscles grow when you get stronger and train it to failure. And training in that 4 to 6 rep range is a very, very easy number to train to failure. And it's enough reps, the science shows, whereas opposed to 1 or 2 reps, that 4 to 6 is the kind of the sweet spot of building maximum muscle. I think I missed another super chat. Was it Tyler? Tyler, thank you, buddy. Once again, have a good afternoon, Ryback. I'll be back next video. Thank you, Tyler. Always greatly appreciated, buddy. I hope you have a great afternoon. And thank you for all the support to the Ryback Show. Have a good one, buddy. Did you respect? Someone asked, did I respect The Undertaker? Of course I respect The Undertaker. I love The Undertaker. Grew up watching him. He was always very kind to me. He gave me advice when I would see him every once in a blue moon, especially early on before I debuted as Ryback. I remember I had a nice long conversation with him during WrestleMania, where they had me fall on my face with Mark Henry, talking to him about a lot of the stuff going on. And he listened to everything, and he was out of the loop on a lot because he was not there, of the things going on. And he just gave me some advice. And I listened to a lot of that advice and kept a positive attitude for my time there until I knew I had to leave. And that's when I left. And then I go, I'm playing with the devil and fighting against a very evil empire. And I had to adjust some things, where just being positive, and I stay positive, but just being loving and positive does not solve the problem when you're dealing with pure evil. But he gave me great advice while I was there, and I kept a good head on my shoulders and did good business the entire time. And then eventually, when I was done playing and I was not going to sign over everything, I chose to walk out on that and let my contract expire and not re-sign their new deal. We've got a super chat, Casey Anderson. What's up, Ryback? What AEW stable would you think would go good up against the Bloodline? Also, who's your favorite wrestler right now? What AEW stable? I don't know. Outside of Jericho's stable, I'm not fully aware of all the stables they have. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. And even then, I don't know how, you know, I like the Bloodline and everything they're doing with the Usos and with Roman. And they've been featured prominently now for a good long amount of time. Roman's been featured from day one. And even when it wasn't working, and they just stuck with it until finally they figured out a formula to where it kind of worked. And he's done exceptional with it. He's a lot of fun to watch. I know there's the Malakai Black, right? He's got the House of Black. Is that what it is? I know there used to be the Pinnacle. Are they still around? Even though I think that's broken up kind of, right? And then there's, I don't know. There's the group with Daniel Bryan, the Blackpool Fight Club. That would probably be the best with those guys, because they've got the main event guys in that, and with Roman and with Dean, with Moxley, right? That would create for an interesting, if you were, storyline. So I'll go with them. And my favorite wrestler to watch right now, I don't know if I have a favorite. I love what anything Brock does. I love to watch. I think because he brings a level of excitement to his matches, depending on who it is. Lashley, depending on who he's with, I like to watch Lashley. I like Lashley a lot. But I don't know in anything. Like I've always Roman's always been great with that. Anytime Ziggler's on, I watch Ziggler's stuff because I'm friends with him. But I enjoy I just watch a little bit here and there and just enough to kind of keep my brain working with it. But I don't get really, I'm not too caught up in a lot going on. And that varies depending on my time. And there's just times where I'm like, I can't watch. It goes for both shows. I'm just like, I don't care to watch because it's not, I'll tell you, even when I was wrestling, I would just watch matches to keep my brain, to put matches together for my own self. I could care less what's going on storyline wise. Because I'm a grown man. Like I'm living my life and I'm working on my stuff, right? So I don't get too overly concerned with all of that. Yeah, I like the one guy from the Acclaimed group, the Max Caster. He should split off and go solo 100%. I could see him. He's going to do something. He's entertaining. He would have been broken off already. If they were in WWE, he would have been on his own already, most likely. Or it would have been on the radar to get him on his own as quickly as possible. I don't know why I would split him off on his own 100%. Thank you very much for the nice comment saying we miss you, Ryback. Feed me more. Thank you, buddy. Gun Club's really good. I'm happy with all that. Billy Gunn's awesome. And he's having his kids. I'm sure he's very proud. And they're just going to keep getting better and better. My question to you is everybody uses WWE clips on social media. So you got to remember everything with me is with a trademark that I'm going to be winning and with my image and likeness. So which is why maybe that stuff is all being negotiated in the settlement and they want the past rights to the name, but that's for me to continue to work on. And, you don't have to worry about that because it doesn't directly involve you. Brother, just suggest looking back at the comment on asking me if I'm going to return back to any promotions. Casey asks, can you use the big guy testosterone booster male performance formula with any other vitamins and prescription medication? Obviously, brother, that's such a broad, you got to like be a lot more specific on that. And even then, I'm going to tell you to go talk to your primary care physician on it and show him the label. But everything is a natural supplement and herb in that. But depending on medications, and brother, how many different prescription medications are there? Like I don't have all the answers, nor should you ever listen to somebody other than a primary care physician. Never ask anyone online like, hey, can I take this supplement with anything else on the planet? That's what you just asked me, brother. Okay. Talk to your primary care physician on that. Be smart. Don't just go ask strangers online. I very easily could tell you, oh yeah, you could take it with anything. No, I'd be lying to you. You got to go talk to your doctor on that. The CEO of Canada, good to see you here, brother. We have a new Rybacker in the house. Welcome, CEO of Canada. I'm doing well. Thank you for the comments on TikTok. People saying, daddy, stripper, can I see you eat chips? A lot of fascinating comments always on TikTok. Much love, brother. Feed me more. Hello, Ryback. Another feed me more. What else do we got over on TikTok, big guy? Reading some TikTok comments, feed me more. Have you ever wrestled Taker? I've got roses coming at me. Can you hold on? Yo, what do you eat in a day? Come back. Where do I think Bray Wyatt is going? Do you think you'll ever wrestle again? Hero, what's your weight? I'm 286 to 290 usually going to bed. So I'm around 285. Love you, goat. WWE is dusted. How old were you when you started lifting? Around 11, 12. Instagram, thank you for all the kind love and support over there as well. And we're back. Somebody over here on YouTube saying they hate people. Julio asked, do you think Bill Goldberg should put the boots away? Now, you know, I've said this before. I really want to be Bill Goldberg's last match. I've gone on record and have stated that. I feel it will be a money match at any point, despite with everything. But I would hope, and there's a lot that goes into that, even being able to be possible, that the stars can align and the timing can be done, that when he's officially ready and 100% certain that he is done, that we get that matchup made. I think it would be, I wanted the match when I was in WWE. They would not even entertain it. They told me repeatedly it was never going to happen. He was never going to be back, that I did not want to work with him. Swear to God, this was repeatedly told to me. And so I never made a big deal. What was I going to, I was getting told by the bosses that. So when I left, they mysteriously brought him back, which I talked about. I thought that was extremely odd, because they hated him when I was there. And then all of a sudden I left, and now they love him. Things happen, whatever. And, but I would love to be able I think that is a high energy, high interest match. And I would make sure that it would be everything on my end to make sure that would be done as well as possible. Super chat, Jan the Man 3000. Thank you for the super chat. A couple questions. How do you deal with tennis elbow? Do massage help with scar tissue? What else does shoulder problems suck? So one, tennis elbow. I had that one time in my life when I was in junior high school, R.O. Gibson Middle School. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in the cafeteria working. I worked in the cafeteria, seventh grade cafeteria worker of the year. I've got the plaque. All right. Also, physical education student of the year. I was well versed in food and athletics, which makes it perfect that I've had the success in wrestling and eating that I've had. But I remember working in there, and from baseball, I had developed tennis elbow randomly at seventh grade, and it was the most painful thing ever. And I think it's very, one, you need to take time off. You don't need to be weight training unless you're just doing legs or abs and cardio, right? But nothing that is going to cause you to be using that elbow. It needs rest. I found using things like Tiger Balm and pain creams. I think, you know, nowadays with CBD, I think anything you could use of that nature and give it just rest. And it might take a couple of weeks. It might take a little more. But you will actually heal. And then you ease back in and you don't go on 100% again. You give it time to go away, ease back into your training, give yourself a couple weeks to kind of train light and get it moving again, and you should be good to go. The problem is most people don't stop doing what they're doing. They keep aggravating it, and it just doesn't get better. And it just, but we stay active. Don't just sit on your lazy boy and eat chips all day, right? And chugging Mountain Dew all day and putting on weight and getting depressed. Stay active, adjust your activity, but rest the elbow. Put those creams on it. You can ice a few times a day. There's mixed theories now that ice doesn't work. I've always found ice to work. I've got a cold tub that's helped me greatly. I feel great when I do that in my hot tub. So I'm a big believer in ice. There's a lot of videos. People will make videos on anything nowadays, and it says ice doesn't actually help promote blood flow. I just know ice works in my I'm a big believer in alternating ice and heat and going back and doing that once or twice a day. If you can do it a few times, great. But the main thing is to give it rest. You could also try, I think, something that will help. And this is, I'm just going to recommend it because I know how well it works, is our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon pain formula. With that, by Feed Me More Nutrition, will be very beneficial as well. I think that is something, a good, very good supplement to take as well with that. That could help. But at the end of the day, you do want rest, would be my number one piece of advice. We've got another, hold on, super chat. Did I miss? Hold on. Justin, sorry, buddy, didn't see. One more thing. If you get a chance, Emily sent you a DM on IG. If you can take a look, she finally hit the gym past 3 days. Would Feed Me More Nutrition BCAAs help her out? That will help. The BCAAs will help with muscle soreness. I don't know. I don't know if I got anything. I would have her resend that. Sometimes I just delete because things go to the other boxes. And I get like junk in there every hour. Any chance I go on there, I go to my other, and I usually just delete stuff unless it pops up on the front. You, because I follow you on there, so I see, and I follow her, but I don't know. I didn't see that. So have her resend whatever, and I'll look out for that on that. But the BCAAs are good for muscle soreness as far as that, in reducing muscle soreness, which could be beneficial with that. And like I've said, for dieting, for like with the sweet tooth, if in between meals, beneficial for that 100%. I don't necessarily think BCAAs are going to like, I don't think they make a drastic, huge difference in adding muscle and in decreasing body fat, but they do have their benefits, like I'd mentioned on the other stuff. So, but I think it's just going to be with her consistently going to the gym. And the number one thing is getting the diet locked in. Diet is always the reason people gain weight. Inactivity is a big part, but inactivity, typically you can be inactive. And if your diet is like you eat, don't eat like a ton, and your calories are pretty, it takes a long, long time to gain weight. It's usually horrible diet followed by inactivity equals weight gain, especially in a quick amount of time, and it could add up and get out of hand really, really quickly. That's the formula for that. So it's like, okay, you gotta fix the diet completely and add activity back into it equals results with that being done consistently. That's the Ryback mathematical formula for success with that. But have her resend, please. And I will take a look and see whether things are in there. But that's good, 3 days in a row. It's just a matter of don't burn out. And if you can go 3-4 days a week, every week, and don't stop. Super chat. The CEO of Canada. Thank you, buddy. I'm looking to get back into working out and to become a wrestler myself. What products of your own would you recommend for a beginner? Well, I'm going to recommend, again, like just telling Justin for his friend Emily, is diet and getting a routine that you're going to stick to constantly and be consistent with that. And with that, I think two products for a male, the Big Guy Male Performance Formula and the Shell Shock Extreme Weight Management Formula. Those are two products that stack very, very well together. The Wake Up Unlimited Energy Pre-Workout Energy Formula. I think that's very good for people that lack motivation and energy. And taking a pre-workout that will get you hyped up and ready to go. And it, like ours, you don't have like a sudden crash. And it's like, it's a long sustained energy. And I always recommend, guys, go check out the Amazon reviews on these products. And granted, you're going to have majority of our reviews are 5 stars. I get hit with some of the 1 stars from people that hate me, unfortunately, but all our products are rated 4 or over and out of 5 stars, like, which is fantastic. But there's always going to be people that whatever. But if you actually go through and look, you'll see the consistent 5-star reviews and the consistent things. And that's how I always look at reviews. What are people saying consistently on this? And you'll see just how great the products actually work. But it's good for motivation, man. And to get you, like, you wake up, you know, you're going to go work out at 9. You get up at 7, you know, and you're getting ready. And maybe at 8:15, 8:30, you take your pre-workout and you're ready to go. And you go and you have a great workout, and it allows you to work harder. And the harder you work, the more muscle you can gain, the more fat you can burn, the more calories you burn during a workout. It is, there's a reason for this stuff. And supplements work very, very effectively. Supplements, I try to explain this to people, and that's why I tie it into that whole hungry mindset and in the mindset with all of this. So supplements, like, and there's a lot of stuff out there that doesn't work. And stuff, my stuff works. And the reviews and looking through all of those, and in me creating all this stuff in my 20s and being very hands-on with it, I use all of this stuff. So it's one of the big differences between our supplement company and my supplement company and all these other companies, is I'm sharing the formulas that I've used that helped had me have massive success, which I've been obsessed with since I was a kid and when I became fascinated with herbs on all of this. But they help, supplements are another tool to help with motivation. And that's like when you buy a fat burner and most of the time, you're going to hold yourself accountable because you're spending money on this stuff. So it can help you. I'm going to go to the gym. You're more motivated to eat a little better because you want to see results. That's how most people work. That's where supplements can really work. And then when you got supplements that actually do what the label says, and then you get the results, it's even more motivating with that. Now, you're always going to have the people that buy supplements that don't change anything, that take it, and they think they don't look like Ryback. I took the Big Guy Testosterone Booster for 2 weeks. It doesn't work. 1 star. It happens. I'm sorry. It's a little more than that, Jeffrey. It's a little more than that, right? So it's like, but you're always going to have those people, no matter what, when you have a business. But I'm telling you, if you do the other things, and how it works with most people is it's an extra layer of motivation. And then you've actually got supplements that work. Hey, everybody. Welcome, Judah. She's from South Africa. South Africa in the house. Everybody say hi to Judish. Thank you for tuning in, buddy. Would you take the pre-workout if you're going to work at a physical job? Absolutely. Well, I have people that go work warehouse jobs that say they have reviews on it that saying this stuff rocks for a whole 8-hour shift, 10-hour shift. I'm gold. Like I'm telling you, it's just labeled as a pre-workout. It's an energy supplement, though. You can take that at any point, just as long as you're not ready to go to bed, because you will not be going to bed. Somebody says diets are so hard. I just want to eat. Well, again, so diets aren't hard. Eating normal, that comes to the problem is the reason why dieting may be hard for you right now with your current where you're at, because you're eating a certain style. You're eating processed foods, heavily processed foods. You're eating out. You're eating a lot of fast foods, and you're probably consuming too much sugar or a combination of what I just said. And your blood sugar is completely screwed up and jacked up. And a lot of the chemicals and a lot of the other things that these fast food companies and things that put in their foods, they are highly addicting. And they alter us to where you crave bad food more. A lot of these foods have been scientifically made to play with humans and to mess us up. And I tell you, the cleaner you get your diet, when you start doing a little bit of fasting, you try to let your body normalize and regulate. Eating good is so easy and motivating because you actually get the benefits of the food and feel good. Food tastes better to you, and that stuff clears out of your body. Not to say that you can't have it once in a while, but I'll tell you, I notice it like, and I used to notice it when I did the food reviews, and I would do them at like the different fast foods. Like when I would eat a big meal from somewhere, and I noticed like I would get a weird craving later on something. And I'm at a point where I'm so strong now and have done this. And it was never nowhere near when you do it all the time. But the more you eat of that stuff, the more it messes you up. And it's an addiction. And it's almost like, and your body thinks it needs that. And like, and it makes other stuff look bad. Whereas then when you get away from that and then you start eating more foods in their natural state, once you realize how good you feel, you look at food a completely different way. I literally read questions, guys, from the whole thing. Super chats get first priority. Nice try, though. The XL Carange Show. Thank you, buddy. Have two questions. One is, what is your opinion on DDP yoga? And the other is, what do you think of Goldust with his age and shape? I love Goldust. I think he is, his career is truly impressive how long he has remained in the business. And he was one of the guys I've got to wrestle a lot. And, but looking back as a kid watching him and seeing him still involved in the business, granted, he doesn't wrestle nearly as much now, but he still does wrestle. And it doesn't need to be wrestling that much. Nobody does. So that's all great on that end with that. And I have nothing but respect for him. And I think he is, you just look just like through his career, just an amazing, amazing talent with that. And I'm sure, I wish he could have had if he played the role of a heavyweight champion at some point. But at the same time, he also has never needed it for some. He's always been over. He's always got reactions. And again, him now, and he still dresses like similar as Goldust, right? But in his own, but as Dustin Rhodes. But I still just think that Goldust character is one of the all-time great characters in all in the history of wrestling. Especially with how that early stuff was. I remember that Razor Ramon feud. And I remember, man, he was heavily figured into, he's played so many different roles, man. Great, great physical actor. One of the all-time greats. DDP yoga. I think it's cool. I did it for a period. I'm really big. I've adjusted I think it's great if you like it. I'm not overly big on stretching anymore, and I'm more flexible than I was. And I'm big on active warm-ups and certain stretching if I'm going to wrestle, which I'd have a routine. And there's certain things I'll do to warm up. And since I went vegan for 18 months and then primarily plant-based, my flexibility has remained so much better. But I'm a really big believer in strengthening the areas and knowing what you're training for. You know, now if you have a job, you got to be super flexible, Cirque du Soleil, and you got to be, you're a woman that needs to be able to do the, put her legs behind her head and contort your body to weird, crazy positions. Okay, that is in the job description. But for somebody like me who is a strength and physical, like explosive athlete, I learned you want your muscles to be as strong and durable as possible, and like doing things, strengthening my core and my glutes and with heavy lifting, and not even heavy all the time, but like with weights, with specific movements, doing front squats, Zercher squats, things to really, really strengthen my back, whereas elongating goes against that. And like I said, I think it's beneficial for different people for certain things. But, you know, I do hangs. I do every day for my shoulder. That's a form of stretching that has helped my shoulder that nothing on the DDPY yoga would I did it. Didn't it hurt? I had scar tissue. Like I said, there's stuff I had to get resolved through stem cells and scar tissue. But I think for some people, I think it too, they're not big on like actually going into the weight training. You've seen the results people get from his program, right? So it's like it could clearly get you results, but I don't think you're going to look your physical best doing that compared to weight training with cardio and conditioning. But if you're somebody that is your first, you're really severely out of shape and out of weight, that could be a great way to getting you in shape. And then you adjust it in time. Maybe you don't, maybe you just stick doing it, but those workouts are legit, like on the different things. And it's just a matter of like picking what you're going to do. You know, I go to the gym, I do all this stuff. And I'm also not trying to do an hour of stuff, right? Like it just doesn't. And I just adjusted my thinking on it. But it was never, I did nothing bad against it. I just think it depends on who you are, what you're trying to do. And, you know, I think people, like I said, that have disabilities and they don't know what else to do. And they're fans and they come across it and they go, I think I could do this from home. And they don't want to go to a public place. You know, you've seen the people that have lost massive amounts of weight doing it. So it clearly works with it. But that anything works. It's a matter of dieting and getting your diet in order and doing some physical activity. And it matters what you enjoy doing. Like, I don't enjoy stretching. Like, I don't enjoy, like, outside of, like, doing it for a specific purpose to go what I need to be able to go do. Right? with that. But like some people really, really, really love it. Like, I'm cool. Whatever you dig, man, I dig it too. Thank you very much for the nice words. You're a genetic freak of nature. You obviously have some great genes. What's your cultural heritage? Based off my ancestry report and what I know from my family, I'm 70% English, 10% Irish, 7% Italian, 7% West European. And then I've got, I think, 2% Jewish, 2% Jew, and a small amount of Native American Indian. I've been around. I come from a lot. Got a little bit of everything in me. I'd like to add some Brazilian. Get some Brazilian genes. Go down to Brazil for a week. Meet a Brazilian in Tennessee. That's the next game plan. You get it, you get it. You don't, you don't. We're moving on. Yeah, I thought, yeah, isn't Jewish a religion, ideology? I thought so too, so I read 2% Jewish on my ancestry report. So I don't know what to tell you on that. That's just, I'm just going based off what they sent me back. The true Z Money says, I was never good at motivating myself, but your help made me feel great and push myself. Thank you for that. You're very welcome, buddy. And that's all that I try. Just, man, I just try to share with you guys some stuff. And, you know, another thing, and you see it online, man, so many people, like you saw, I didn't even know this was a thing the other night when people, somebody tweeted something about Cain, Glenn Jacobs, about what he tweeted out. And like, I saw other wrestlers attacking what they were saying. And I'm just thinking, like, one, none of you guys would say this to this guy's face. And it's this book I'm reading, The Cyber Effect, talks about it's online inhibition, where like you people have a comfort level of saying and doing things online that they would never have in real life, that we are losing. And it, a lot of young people, but it happens even with people that know each other on things like where they, I'm like, one, you don't have to agree. I like with everything. And I don't agree like on that particular thing. Like I think we have, and I put out my tweet, like, I think we have massive problems in this world with overpopulation of the wrong types of population. And we have a lot of problems we've been putting Band-Aids on. And by the way, we treat all the everything horrible. Animals on this planet, everything's just getting tortured left and right. Like, I'm not really overly, I don't think people that shouldn't be having babies should have babies. And if people, like, obviously, there's a lot of things that happen. And I don't want to say the words for TikTok, but people that are, I guess you say, attacked, right? The R word, things like they should 100%, those babies should not, I don't think, like, that should be their choice, 100% no on that. And obviously they could still go to states. I live in Nevada, beautiful state, where all that is intact with everything. And but I love Cain. I love Glenn. He's given me nothing but great advice over the years. I would never change my opinion of him based off of one thing that I go, and I'm sure he has a very logical, sound reasoning for why he feels that way on how he was brought up, right, with that. But I'm so fascinated when I see like the other wrestlers and people that like worked with him, and then I see some people from the other promotion saying things. I'm just like, brother, no, you would 100% not talk to him like that. I promise you. Saying, and it's online inhibition where you think you could just say whatever, right? And it's like, and I get it, and people are very passionate about this particular topic, and rightfully so. But I'm like, he didn't go personally assault any of you, and then you guys and the people start personally attacking, and I'm just like, what is going on? That's why I'll never get caught up. That's why I put out like my thing. I'm like, I'm not going to change my opinion on the guy that was awesome with me, and like obviously, and like for my, it doesn't mean then all of a sudden I hate him as a wrestler. Like, and that's why I was like, what is going on? We live in a crazy world, man, people. But that's why I just block and smash and block. Suck the big guys. Keep on going. No time. I'm not even going to like argue with the people on that. Joe Trader, thank you very much. Saying I'd make a great coach or teacher. kids and even adults need to hear the truth about fitness and living a better life. Thank you. Brother, this is why I do these shows. I wish I was seeing my more people and wasn't restricted, but these shows are going to live on forever. And I figure they're going to, the back content will catch up at some point once all these restrictions are gone. And, but this is my way of being able to, I think, help and do what I love and talk about things and learn myself. Right. But again, so again, Stone, Papa Smurf, I'm just going to read. You said Paige should stick to getting finger cuffed, brother. So again, so who are you to personally insult her based off, again, because you didn't like something that she, and like I'm saying, did you hear me attack those people like that? And you go, like, you see what I'm saying? And that's online inhibition right there. You feel comfortable saying that. Like, and again, I mean, like, and two, the stuff that happened with her, man, Like she didn't ask for that stuff to be released. So who are you? Because I've seen the people like you and other people will publicly go shame people like her. Man, and I'm going to tell you, Papa Smurf, your mom has probably done a hell of a lot worse. It's the truth. How do you think you were born? And these are the things where you're like, man, don't talk like that, man. Unless you're personally, it's personally something that's involved with you and the other person and there's something going on. Be better than that. It is sad about the people with opposing views. And the thing is you can, everyone has their reasoning for what they want. Politics is a dead end anyways. It's what, but just each individual believes, right? And then trying to find the other people that share your beliefs with it. And then, but like, and then, but personally attacking people left and right, going back and forth, and then all of a sudden, you were my favorite wrestler. I can't believe I've liked you for the last 30 years. I'm going to now cut off all contact with you because I'm just like, bye. You weren't really that big of a fan, apparently. But like people, I don't know what the best thing that I could tell you guys that I've learned. This is why I have a zero tolerance policy for a lot of this. Block, smash, just keep living your life. It's just getting caught up in things that aren't going to benefit you and endless arguing. And a lot of the times, the people that are in that frame of mind, that mindset, it is a no-win situation. You are arguing with a wall on that, and it's not, you're just wasting time. And there's a factory line of them with that, and it's just, you just gotta, it's just a crazy, it is, like, I don't try not to get caught up in like the comments or anything, because you want to drive yourself crazy, go read comments all day, and you'll see, and you'll just, and you're like, but it's, a lot of that is online inhibition. It's 99.99%, if not 100%, of the people spouting off that would never do any of that kind of stuff in person with that. And I always, another thing I like to do, that this will help, and I send it to one of my good buddies, Kalen Croft, Chris Pavone. He was one half of the Dude Busters. Great guy. I'll send him photos of people that will leave like really bad comments occasionally. I'll just like, and I go, this is why nothing bothers me, brother. And then I'll just send the picture of like the comment and then a picture of their profile. And it's just instantly, ha, 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 ha. Like, and it's like, one of them, like, it's just like, you're like, what are you going to, I'm not going to argue with that. That person's in line waiting 7 hours to get my autograph in any other scenario. Like, I'm not worried. And I don't care to change their opinion or their mind because it's like that all the time. With that, but a lot of the stuff, man, people can say stuff and have their opinion on things, and it doesn't mean that like that wipes out everything else. And then, but so many people are so quick to go to personal attacks when that person didn't do anything to personally attack them, right? I just find that fascinating. I'm just like, man, I don't get it. Like the guy, I don't know the whatever the wrestler was that like made that, I saw a reference to him as Dr. Isaac Yankum, which, by the way, great character when we were younger. I thought he was a great heel with that. But he's also went on to play one of the most famous characters in the history of professional wrestling. And I'm like, I don't understand the need to try to like say things. I'm just like, you wouldn't say that to that guy's face. I could tell that for a fact, you wouldn't. Like, or you should have. You should have got his phone number and called him if you felt that strong. I had a conversation with him. I'm like, that's online inhibition at its finest with them. Like, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Paige is a great woman. She's better than a lot of the negative marks or anybody that talks bad about her online. I could tell you that much. Really, really kind soul. We're going to block that person out of Rybackville. Is that the first shell shock today? Man, we went over an hour, almost an hour 15 without a shell shock in Rybackville. All right. Thank you, saying my impersonations are the best. You never know when they're going to come out. You just never know. With that, guys, we're going to wrap up today's show. I've got to get my stuff done here. And I always appreciate the love and support over here. Check out my Feed Me More Nutrition over on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's RYBACKSHOW20 over on feedmemore.com for the best supplements on the planet. With that, hope you guys have a great, great Sunday, a relaxing Sunday, fun Sunday, whatever it is you choose to do. Let's have another great day, Rybackers. And until next time, stay hungry, my friends. Feed me more.